Zakta Helga Mishnah Vaita Masechtas Yavamas Perik Yod Gimel Mishnah Yod Beis Yavim Katan Shabal Yavama Ketana. Right here we're talking about a Ketana that is married min ha-Torah. How could a Ketana be married min ha-Torah? Very simple. It's her father that married her off. In the previous cases, we were talking about a Ketana that was married mid-Rabbanon. She was a Yesoima, and her mother or brother married her off. Here, we're talking about a Ketana that her father married her off. And therefore, her Nesuyin is min ha-Torah. Furthermore, her Zika to a Yivam is mid-Yoraisa. But l'maisa, she's a Ketana. The Yavim, in this case, is also a Katan, but he's a Katan that's 9 years old. She's over 3 years old, he's over 9 years old. And therefore, the Maisa Yivam is considered a Maisa Yivam. So what do we do over here? We have a Yavim Katan. A Yavim was under Bar Mitzvah. His brother died without children. And Shabal Yavam Ketana, he's Meyavim, this Ketana. So it works. The Yivam is Chal. So Yigdulu Zem Zeh. They're going to have to grow up together. Well, what if they're not getting along? What if he wants to divorce her? He's going to have to wait. He's going to have to wait until he's 13, then he can divorce her with a get. Because the get of a cotton is not good. The yivum is a maisa yivum, but the get of a cotton is not good. For that matter, if this yavum cotton was miyavim, al yavama gedayla, became on a yavama gedayla. He was 9 years old. She's a gedayla. Lamaisa, his yivum is a yivum. She becomes his wife. But here too, he can't give a get till he becomes a gadol, or rather tigadlena. So literally, here's an interesting lashon: tigadlena. She should raise him till he's an adult. I mean, she's older and he's younger. He's under bar mitzvah. That doesn't mean that she's like tells him when to go to bed and which shoes to wear. It's just the lashon of the mishnah. She has to remain with him until he becomes an adult. Only then can he give her a get. Zakta helga mishnah vaita. Hayavama she'amra, a Yavama that says, she's a Yavama that officially the Yavim was Miyavimer, but she says, B'tach Shleishim Yom, within 30 days, after he was Miyavimer, that Lo Nevalti, he never actually lived with me. That means she's still a Yavama. And she wants to marry someone else, she's going to need Chalitza. But the Yavim, he tainis that they did live as man and wife, and now he just has to give her a get. He doesn't want to go through Chalitza. Could be finds it embarrassing, explains it Tosis Yom Tov. She has to spit at him in front of the judges, even though she spits on the floor. Zakta Mishnah Kaifin Isa Sheyachlitzla. Well, we're going to force the Yavim to do Chalitza with her. You have to make sure she can marry wherever she wants. Because the Yavama made this claim, explains the Batanura, within 30 days, we believe her. For that amount of time, it could be Taka never lived with her. But La'achar Shleishim Yom, if she makes this claim after 30 days that she went into his house, so mevakshim himenu sheyachlis. And then we ask him to please perform chalitza with her. Wait a second. That's what you told me in the previous case. No. In the previous case, we ordered him. Koifin oisai. Forced him. Here we only ask him. Now the Gemara explains, the Batnura tells us, that we're talking about a case where l'maisa, she has a get. Once he gave her a get, midrabanan, he can't be miyavim her anymore. And also, even though it's after 30 days, and it's hard for us to believe that he never actually lived with her. But Lamaisa, at this point, she can't marry someone else without Chalitza. Because once, according to her, there never was Yivam, she's going to have Chalitza. Zokta b'de mishnah v'ayta b'zman shehu moida. Let's say the Yavim is moida. He says, no, Itaka didn't live together as a man and wife. Then afilu l'achash neim asar chaydesh. Even after 12 months. This 30-day period was only if he denies it. But if he admits, even after they're together for 12 months, then koifin oisa sheyachlisla. We force him to do chalitza so that he should free her to be able to get married to whomever she wants. So chazing over our Mishnah Yud Beis, we have a Yavim Katan, Shabal Yavama Ketana. They're both underage. But she's over 3 and he is over 9. Well, they're going to have to grow up together. He can't give her a get till he becomes a gadol. A Yavim Katan that's over 9, that was Bal Yavama Gedoyla, technically she's going to have to raise him. Till he's a gadol, then he can give her a get if he wants to. A Yavama that says within 30 days, the Lamaisa, he never lived with me as a man and wife, he says it's not true and you just have to give her a get, not chalitza, but we force him to give chalitza. If it's after 30 days, we tend to believe him more, but we still ask him for the chalitza. she's going to need chalitza in order to marry someone else, because Lamaisa, she claims, according to her, that she's still a Yavama. If he is Maida, even after 12 months, we force him to give chalitza to free her to marry anyone that she wants.